hope he's not leaving. I hope he's staying right here. His name's Dom Salvia. It is, in case you missed it, with Maggie and Dom. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you want some merch? Because, you know, Dom and I are both, we both broadcast out of the WA of the U of the K. That is WAUK, 540 AM all across southeastern Wisconsin. Of course, you can hear us statewide by downloading the Civic Media app and finding your favorite local Civic Media talk radio station. But if you do want some AUK gear, because, you know, the cool kids all broadcast out of the AUK,
right.
You're going to want to go to the Civic Media website. Up in the top right-hand corner, you're going to see a little button. It says store. You can go check it out. You want a little WMDX, you want to roll with Todd Alba, or if, you know, you're more of the Jane, Dom, Earl, Maggie variety, you can get that AUK gear. Go ahead and check it out. I know I love myself some merch. Dom, they do have it in slimming black, so you're covered, little buddy.
You know I'm good. And it's the holidays, a perfect time to go get some gifts.
Perfect gift for you and your friends to give out to your loved ones. I'm just going to go right to cut 10, Cardi, if you've got it, because I would like Dom to take a listen to this guy. This is going to be like, name your cabinet, not cabinet, name your high-level appointment. There's a little hint for you. This guy, take a listen.
I knew this day would come, but I didn't expect it so soon. Thanks to the actions and statements of Nancy Pelosi in the last 48 hours, the president has brought forth his decision, and the Kraken has been unleashed. With his decision tonight to allow the Attorney General to declassify any information relating to the illegal surveillance against his presidential campaign and his administration, we will find out who began the biggest political scandal in American history and where the responsibility lies. Watch in the next 2 days the rats, the hyenas, start to eat each other. Clapper, Brennan, Lynch, even Obama. The fun and games have begun. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. SebGorka.com.
Sebastian Gorka. I mean, come on. Can you get any more of a James Bond evil character than Sebastian Gorka? I mean, the guy literally sounds like it.
He's like Dr. Unleash the Kraken. I mean, oh, by the way, like nothing came of that.
It's like, wait for 2 days, Maggie. It's coming. Just keep on waiting. It's coming. And it's for the record, I want sharks with freaking lasers on their heads.
Yes, some laser sharks and space. I've digressed. Yeah, that was Sebastian Gorka back in May of 2019 talking about Donald Trump authorizing then Attorney General Bill Barr to release to declassify the information about the 2016 election. Whatever you may say about 2016. Didn't your guy win? Like what? Baffling to me. Like what? And wasn't, you know, what James Comey did? Yeah, that hurt Hillary Clinton.
Right.
The Russian leaks, like that hurt Hillary Clinton. Like what? Wah-ha-ha. Anyways, this guy is going to join Donald Trump's national security team. Are we not all so glad to hear that? Specifically as the deputy assistant to the president and senior director for counterterrorism. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
by the way,
he's God.
Yeah, right. He's quote unquote a legal immigrant. He was born in the United Kingdom. Let's hear this hot take. This is John Bolton on CNN talking about Gorka just this past weekend, okay? It's from the Sunday Talkers. This is former National Security Advisor John Bolton talking about the guy who's now going to be the Deputy Assistant to the President and Senior Director for Counterterrorism. Let's take a listen. This is Cut 9.
Can I get your take? Because we were just talking about all the announcements that came out tonight from Donald Trump. It was a flood of them for a lot of cabinet picks. One of them is a name that I believe you'll be familiar with, Sebastian Gorka. He was previously working in the White House before with NSC. He's someone who worked with Steve Bannon. He was forced out when General Kelly came in as the chief of staff. He has been named as a deputy assistant to the president and senior director for counterterrorism. What's your thought on that selection tonight?
Well, Sebastian Gorka is a con man. I wouldn't have him in any U.S. government. Fortunately, it's not the highest position he had been mentioned for, but I don't think it's going to bode well for counterterrorism efforts when the NSC's senior director is somebody like that. And this is why, obviously, everybody is now focusing on the top jobs. But the questions of who are the deputy secretaries, who are the undersecretaries, and so on, is also going to tell us a lot about who's actually running the government.
What, you called him a con man. What's your, tell us why?
Well, I tell you, he needs a full field FBI background investigation about his educational claims and things like that. I think he is a perfect example of somebody who owes his position purely to Donald Trump. He doesn't display loyalty. He displays fealty. And that's what Trump wants. He doesn't want Gorka's opinions. He wants Gorka to say, yes, sir. And I am fully confident that's exactly what will happen, no matter what it is Trump says.
Ouch. Oof. Yes, that is my, in case you missed it, Dom, this guy, Dr. Evil, yes, is the senior director for counterterrorism. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked right here because there is more Dom Salvia coming your way. He's got the great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's going to do it for me today. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I'm going to dig into those topics that Democrats seem to have a real hard time talking about. We're not anti-woke. We're still woke. I'm gosh darn proud of it. We'll talk about why that matters to every single one of you, including you white folks. Tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. Dom Salvia is up next.